You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Cushy Radio. My name is Ali Laube, and I'm the host of this show. I'm also the co-owner of Cushy Entertainment, an event production and promotion company that hosts inclusive and accessible events. This week, we have some exciting stuff coming up. We have finally prepared to launch our first two online events. Both of them are in collaboration with Hotspot. They're going to be happening on Zoom, they're by donation, and we have some awesome lineups. On May 15th, we have Neela, Biawana, and Quarterback. And on May 30th, we have a mystery lineup that is yet to be announced. Really hoping you folks can come out and participate in the music scene, because right now, artists are struggling, event producers are struggling, everyone's struggling, and art needs love at the moment. So I'm stoked for that one. May 15th, May 30th on Zoom. Check out our socials at Cushy Entertainment. That's on Instagram, Facebook. We have a website. Or you can email us at info@cushyentertainment.com. That's Cushy with a C, entertainment.com, if you have any questions. All right, enough of gabbing about the company. Time to catch up with you guys a little bit. So my week has once again been dedicated almost exclusively to sitting on my ass and listening to local music, which is probably what you want to hear. I've been doing that recently, and I've been kind of regressing out of my pop mania into my sad indie goth music mania. Manic highs versus manic lows, dude. They really come out in your music. And so I am going to make this week a little moody. But, to be honest with you, I feel like this might be one of the best playlists I've put together for this show so far. Not only because all of these songs are really impressive, they're the kind of songs that make me wish that I could write like that, you know, as a musician. So that is very exciting. We've also had a handful of huge new releases coming out this month. I called this shit back when people were worried that the pandemic was going to ruin the art scene. And as an economy, it almost certainly has ruined the art scene. But in terms of creativity, it's incredible to see how many local musicians are actually cranking out content at a breakneck speed. We have Dace Hume, who I've played on the show before, putting out new music. We have Neela, who I've played on the show before, putting out new music, and she's performing on May 15th as well. We have Sleepy Gonzalez putting out new music. We have some more. There's so many new acts that I've listened to this week, and some of these songs on today's playlist are new. So rest assured, you're getting the best and hottest deals that the Vancouver music scene has to offer right now. We're gonna launch right in. Brace yourself for some moody, downer shit. But you know what? It's beautiful. These songs are beautiful. So thank you for listening. We're gonna start off with a song by a local musician called Cindy Lee. I found this record when I was at Neptune when I was probably 16 years old. And it was one of the first albums I ever heard that creeped me out. It's hard to find an album that really truly makes you uneasy. This one does that for me, but this song is one of the prettier ones. And I think that it kind of offers a perfect combination of unsettling creepiness and really romantic beauty. This is Cindy Lee, a Vancouver local, with a song called Heavy Metal. Check out the album. It's good stuff.
Come on.
That was Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee, a Vancouver local. And next up, we have a song called Heavy But Not In Weight by an artist named Lorraine, spelled sort of hilariously as L apostrophe Rain. I don't know much about this artist, but I know this song is a journey. I'm ready to get ambient with you guys. This is Heavy by Lorraine. Thank you. That was Heavy But Not In Weight by Lorraine. That song is so beautiful. I listened to it for the first time with my headphones on yesterday and was just blown away by the production. I can't wait to show it to the producers that I work with as an example of what an immersive track can really sound like. So I hope you folks like that song as much as I do. This next one is by a local act as well. They're called Douse, and I've known of Douse for years now. I remember I first saw them at Stylus Records. For those scenesters out there who have been to Stylus Records before it shut down, it was a record store and also furniture shop that was by Main Street Science World. And I saw them when they were doing a Kingfisher Blues show, right after they put out this record. This record is one of the only ones that I feel like can really stand the test of time in Vancouver. There's a lot of emo and ambient and alternative records that come out of this city that sort of are listenable for a week or so, and then they kind of fade out of the ether forever. But I found that this album by Douse has come back and back again in my listening playlist. I have the record, and I still put it on. The guitar on this record is incredible, and Aaliyah, who fronts this band, is also in Joe Pass now playing guitar. Joe Pass is a Vancouver band signed to Sub Pop. If you ever get a chance to see Aaliyah play guitar live, they're one of my favorite performers to watch. This is called Unrest by Douse.
Better yet.
Unrest by Douse, off of their album The Light in You Has Left from 2016. The emotion in that song, man. The emotion! Aaliyah, why do you have to do this to us? I'm all weepy and shit over here. It's pathetic. But I do love that song. No hate on the song, just hate on myself. This next song is called Slow Apocalypse by Sleepy Gonzalez. This was a very anxiously awaited release for me because I have been watching Sleepy Gonzalez on the up since I met the band a long time ago. Funny story, actually. I go to Kwantlen Polytechnic University for journalism. I'm about to graduate. The first time I ever met this group, it was because I saw their posters around campus, because they are also a KPU band. They had a few members going to school at KPU. And I thought it was so weird that I was seeing show posters on campus, because our campus sucks and it's dead all the time. And so I interviewed them for my column on local music for The Runner, and ended up eventually, later on, not only going to their shows all the time, but also working at The Runner with Christian Hobson-Dimas, who is one of the members of this band. He left recently to focus on music. They signed to a record label, and they are starting new, essentially. They're representing themselves, and this is one of their first recordings to come out on that record label deal. This seems to indicate that they're going to be moving towards a softer sound. And that's reaffirmed also by Melotrauma, which they put out earlier this year as well. So this isn't the first one. Melotrauma is very, very chill, very acoustic, very laid back. It left me craving some energy from the band, and this kind of gives a little hint of energy that could be coming. But what I love so much about Sleepy Gonzalez, and what I have loved so much about Sleepy Gonzalez, is that they're explosive. That they have this incredible energy. Their energy is huge. And if you've ever seen Allie, who fronts the band, play a show, you know that she commands that room 100%. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of Sleepy Gonzalez over the next year or so. But for now, I think this track is very pretty. It's called Slow Apocalypse by Sleepy Gonzalez.
Tickets for the impulse getaway. You barely knew me, I
That was Slow Apocalypse by Sleepy Gonzalez. Next up, we have a song called Jewels Away by Super Pyramid. They're half in Vancouver, half in Montreal, at least to my understanding. I haven't met them personally. But I really like the vibe of this song. This is Jewels Away by Super Pyramid.
Thank you.
That was Jewels Away by Super Pyramid. I love the end of that song. I love glitchy endings like that. And again, those guys are half local. This next act is entirely local. It's Blue Jay, with a track called Early Show.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
The track before that PSA from the Urban Native Youth Association was called Early Show by Blue Jay. And we have another song that is really emotional coming up. I am a huge fan of every member of this band. They're called Strange Breed, and they're an all-queer, all-femme band. They're some of the sweetest people in this city I've ever met. And a lot of the time, I go to their shows and forget that they are so entertaining. They're so good at working a crowd, at bringing up the energy. Usually, the kind of music they release is very sort of hard rock, chugging, you know, just tough as nails kind of shit. But in this song, they show a really rare glimpse of vulnerability and softness and still strength. You can really hear the strength in this song. And I don't know what this song is about exactly, but I do know that it seems like a tale about resilience in a toxic relationship. And as a queer femme, it's really refreshing to hear another queer femme write about this kind of material, to write about it so openly, so vulnerably, so just honestly. And I am appreciative of Strange Breed for that. I do hope that we get more music like this from them, more softness from Strange Breed. This song is called Her.
Entertain her, masturbate to her, I'd spill my guts to her, take her picture, I'd change my name for her, crash my car for her, drink alone with her. I'd shut up for her to be heard. She could bend me. She could give it up. She'd never let me. But she could never read my mind. Tough to judge. She keeps me waiting. She keeps me waiting.
Something about that song just gets to me. It just gets to me. So thank you to Strange Breed for doing that for me and my small gay heart. Next up, we have a song called Take It All by The Crows. These guys are essentially as underground as you can get. They're a bunch of teenagers from New Westminster, and I found them because my partner's brother knows them from class. Which really brings me back to my Where's Fluffy days, if you get that reference, don't judge me. Back when I was in high school and I was, you know, sneaking out to shows all the time and enamored by all these other kids my age or a couple years older than me who were making music. And now I feel like such an old fuck because I've been in the scene for so long and that feeling of youthful energy in music is sort of gone. We're all in our 20s now. We're all starting to calm down. And it makes me genuinely very happy to listen to a young band with talent. It reminds me of being at 333, of being at Stylus, of being at Fingers Crossed, Franklin Studios, of being so excited about music. And it feels good to see that that's still happening, that it's always going to turn over. There's always going to be fresh, hot, new talent. And I'm super stoked for these guys to see where they go and what they do. This is Take It All by The Crows. And heads up, when you think it's over, it's not.
Thank you.
Take It All by The Crows, a new Westminster find. Still in high school. Can you believe it? I wish I had that much talent when I was in high school. I was literally fucking around writing shitty acoustic music when I was in high school. These kids are killing it. All right, this next song is also by a local. They're called Silentscapes, and the name of this song is Frail. It gets a lot more interesting. The song isn't exactly what it seems in the beginning. Just hold on.
Thank you.
WTCR.
TR.
101.9.
FM broadcasting.
Live from
Vancouver. Musqueam.
Territory.
In Vancouver.
British. Columbia.
Canada.
That was an act called Silentscapes, a local act with a song called Frail. This next song is the kind of song that makes you stop what you're doing to listen, and I love that about it. That's why I chose to feature it for Deep Cuts this week. This is also a local act, believe it or not. This song is called Citizen Warning by Nixie. It feels like dread and doom and despair.
Thank you.
Okay, vibe change. Time for the outro music, even though that was fucking doomy as hell. That was Nixie with Citizen Warning, a local act. And we're done for this week. That means I'll be seeing you folks next week, next Wednesday at 8 p.m., same time, same place, here on CITR. And in the meantime, remember to check your calendars on May 15th and May 30th. We have two online shows on Zoom by donation coming up, and it's going to be hot, and I want to dance with you all. Give me something to do in my house. I'm going crazy. Until next week, when I'll remind you about those shows. And if you ever want to get in touch with me or anyone else at Cushy Entertainment, check out our socials at Cushy with a C, Entertainment. Always taking submissions, always taking thoughts, questions, concerns. And here is your final reminder. We have officially postponed our annual music festival Glitter Ball to 2021. This makes us very sad, but it's what we had to do with the situation, given what's going on with COVID-19. We hope you all understand. Everyone who bought a ticket will be refunded. We love you all, and we'll see you next week on Cushy Radio.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.